Welcome to your Forgiveness Made Easy process. Step number one, start where you are. Visualize eye to eye. Allow yourself to sit in a comfortable, relaxed position and let your eyes gently close. If you feel uncomfortable or unsafe closing your eyes, then you can do the whole process with your eyes open. Just allow your gaze to drop to the floor and let your eyes relax. Take the time to become fully present to how you are right now. Take a few deep breaths and allow yourself to notice all of the physical sensations in your body. Notice any areas of tension or pain. And allow yourself to just be present to the way you are right now. Allow yourself to notice any places where there's not much information at all, any areas of numbness. And just welcome your physical state exactly the way you are. Then gently bring your awareness to your emotional state. Notice any movement of subtle feelings, maybe waves of emotion, however slight they might be. And notice where you have emotional feelings in your body, including lack of feeling or numbness as well. And just allow whatever emotional experience is here in this present moment. You may be feeling more than one emotion, a combination of things, or not much. Just allow yourself to be exactly the way you are. And just use your breath and allow yourself to relax and soften and be aware of all of your mental activity. Let go of any preconceptions you have about how the process should go and let go of any judgments or expectations. Don't focus on any thought in particular. Just keep letting everything be exactly the way it is. Keep a beginner's mind. Forget everything you think you already know about forgiveness and just be open and curious about what might arise. It might not be what you expect. Allow yourself to be aware of your mental activity, but don't get involved in any of it. Just stay present, open, and aware. Finally, staying aware of your breath, bring to mind the person or thing you're about to forgive, and feel into your body's response. Put your attention on the part of your body where you feel yourself holding your resentment and breathe into it gently. If your mind shows you an image that represents the resentment, like a wall or a shield, just notice that too. If you need a little longer to prepare yourself before you move to the next step, please pause the recording here. Keep your breath slow and deep and relaxing any tension in your body and then continue when you're ready. Step number two, talk heart to heart. As you sit quietly, relaxed, and present, keep softening and allowing and accepting all of your experience exactly the way it is in this moment. Then begin to visualize a safe space inside yourself where you'll conduct your process of forgiveness. You can imagine this inside your heart or the place in your body where you're feeling or seeing the resentment. If your imagination shows you a different safe space altogether, go with that. It may be a beautiful garden or a clearing in some woods or a safe room inside a building. You can't get this wrong. Just go ahead and allow your imagination to show you the best place for you to do your process. Just trust yourself. Next, bring in the presence of light and transformation by imagining a gentle fire or a candle alight in your scene. Once you feel safe and comfortable, invite the person you need to forgive to come into the scene and sit down. Then in your imagination, make eye contact with them and sit for a few moments together in silence. You can pause the recording here if you need a little more time until you're ready to continue. When you're ready, begin to speak out loud, heart to heart, saying everything that needs to be said. This is the most important part of the process. Give yourself complete permission to say whatever needs to be said, especially those things that were never spoken at the time. You can use any of these sentence stems. I feel angry with you because. I resent you for all the times when. I hate you for. I wish. Why. Thank you for. Because sometimes there is a need to thank someone first before you feel you can speak about your resentment. There is real power in speaking out loud and hearing yourself say what is true from your perspective. There is also great power in imagining that it's being heard, possibly for the first time. Say anything and everything, everything, everything that has up until now been unexpressed. Give yourself permission to be completely uninhibited about what you say, even things you would never dream of saying to the person face to face. Say all those things you wish you'd said at the time and things that you didn't even know how to say then. Say out loud the most honest, authentic, exposing admission of whatever you've been holding in your heart, in your throat, and in your body. You might include things you said before but didn't think the other person fully heard. Allow yourself to be petty, to not make sense, and be politically or spiritually incorrect. Just be real and keep going until you feel you've expressed everything. If in doubt, admit it and allow it. And including, I can never forgive you for that, if that's how you feel at this point in your process. Give yourself permission to feel all of your feelings and express everything, even if what you're trying to say is uncomfortable, isn't congruent, and doesn't make sense. You might be moved to tears if you're doing this work authentically. Just let all your feelings move through you so that they can resolve. If you would normally speak in a different language, like your native tongue, to the person you're wanting to forgive, choose whichever language feels most authentic and expressive for you. This is the longest part of the process and the most important. Just go ahead and say everything you need to say, beginning with something like, I resent you for all the times when, I wish, why, or thank you for. You can pause the recording here until you're ready to move on to the next step. Before you move to the next step, just check with your body to make sure you feel completely empty of all your resentment. If there's anything else, you can add it now. Step number 3, switch positions, shoe to shoe. Once you've said everything you need to, this next step acknowledges that the other person may have something to say in response to your communication. Take your time and switch positions. Put yourself in their shoes and allow yourself to reply out loud from their perspective. Ask yourself what they might say and speak those words. Their authentic response might be defensive or dismissive, or they might be silent and unresponsive. They might make an excuse about their behavior, or they might apologize. They might not do anything at all. That's okay. You can pause the recording here until you're complete with their response. Then when you've heard their reply, switch positions back and respond to what they've just said. Keep going if more resentment comes up. Check your back pockets until you've said everything you need to in reply. Pause again until you've replied in full. When you're complete, they may have something else to say. Keep going until everything that needs to be said between you has been communicated and heard. Pause again if you need to. Then when you're ready, move to the next step. Step number 4, go higher, observe and express from the balcony. This time, both of you slip out of the shoes of your egos and go to the balcony to take a wider perspective. Reach inside for the highest, wisest part of yourself. This is the part that's aware of your inner dialogue, the meaning you're making, and all your feelings. It never gets involved with the dramas of your life, but witnesses the whole experience. Allow yourself to speak from this part of yourself. Then ask the other person to reply to everything you've said from their highest, wisest self, from their deepest heart and soul. This is the self they would be if they had perhaps been given a different upbringing, different opportunities, and loving, wise guidance. Even if you don't believe that person has a higher, wiser self, keep reaching higher, and if necessary, reach so high that you go beyond the personality of the person altogether. Ideally, from this higher perspective, the other person will be able to see the consequences and impact of their behavior. They'll experience enough compassion and remorse that they spontaneously say they are sorry for what they've done. They might even break down in tears as they acknowledge their behavior and the harm it's caused. Pause the recording and allow the other person to speak from their higher self and let your higher self hear their authentic response. Pause the recording to allow the other person to speak from their highest self. And let your higher self hear their authentic response. When you're ready to continue, ask yourself, what did I most want to hear them say at the time? Or what would I love to hear them say now? Let them say that from their highest self too. Pause again if you need more time. and then say whatever else needs to be said from your higher self in response to that. And let the other person respond from their higher self and allow the conversation to move naturally between you. Continue until it feels as if everything has been fully expressed between you. Pause the recording here until you're ready to move to the next step. Step 5, expose your ego's payoffs and costs, the haggling. Think about all the different aspects of your life from your highest, wisest self, and say out loud to the other person every way in which holding on to your resentment has been serving your ego. It could be a sense of superiority, justification for doing whatever the hell you like, a victim or a martyr story, avoiding making important decisions, the illusion of self-protection, and so on. Then, from your highest perspective, truthfully say out loud all the ways holding onto your resentment is costing you more than you're willing to pay. If you're doing this right, you will want to forgive, maybe even urgently, because once you realize that all your apparent payoffs are just costs, there's no upside to carrying resentment and not forgiving. No upside at all. Pause the recording here and share all your ego's payoffs and all that your resentment is costing you until you're ready to move on to the next step. Step 6, forgive and let go, the antidote and resolution. Next, maintain eye contact with the person you're forgiving in your imaginary scene and say out loud the most meaningful words you can to express your forgiveness of them. Remember that forgiving them means only that you are refusing to hold any ill will against them for what they did or didn't do. You are forgiving the person, not their actions. You're not saying you condone their behavior or that they were right and you were wrong, or that you want to reconcile with them. You are choosing to let go of your ill will. You can still keep clear, strong, loving boundaries and take a stand against any injustice that may have been done. You can be specific and say, "I forgive you for not being there when I needed you." Or it can be more general. "I wholeheartedly forgive you completely and utterly for everything." You can pause the recording here and go ahead in your own words, or you can try repeating these words after me. Even though I don't agree with what you did, and even though I may not even understand it, I refuse to carry any ill will against you for a moment longer. I completely and utterly free myself of my resentment. I free you and forgive you absolutely, body, heart, and soul. If you don't feel ready or this doesn't feel authentic, you might try returning to the first step again and keep expressing the full extent of your resentment and any new associated payoffs and costs, and then try again. Pause the recording and express your forgiveness to the other person. After you have offered your forgiveness, if it feels appropriate, you can ask the other person to forgive you for anything that you might need to be forgiven for. This could include how you've resented them, or held them in contempt, or treated them with disdain. If this is the case, don't forget to forgive yourself too. If in doubt, include it all in your conversation. Stay authentic and humble and keep going until you feel a sense of release and relief. Pause the recording here if you have anything more you'd like to say until you're ready to move to the last step. Step 7, completion. Next steps. When you're complete with that part of the visualization, allow yourself to experience what it's like to be free from carrying all that resentment. Feel into the sweet release of forgiveness. Hopefully, you'll be feeling much lighter. If it's helpful, imagine yourself stepping up to the fire, holding your ill will in your hands. Allow yourself to drop in whatever it is into the fire to be burned up and transformed. You can also throw in all the pain and beliefs and unhealthy behavior patterns that came out of your experience with that person. Put into the fire everything you need to let go of and watch it all burn away to nothing. Pause the recording and give yourself plenty of time for this part. Now looking at the other person, free from your resentment, you may wish to make a pledge for how you intend to treat them from now on. You could make a new commitment about how you want to behave in that relationship, especially if it's an ongoing one, or how you want to be as you remember that person. You can say something like, "From this moment on, how I choose to treat you or think of you is." Whenever you look at them or think of them in the future, you can have an intention to look through their personality self and connect higher self to higher self. Pause the recording and take time for this part. If it feels appropriate, you may wish to tell the other person what you appreciate about them and what you're grateful for. There may be some circumstances where this will not be relevant or feel natural, even after you've forgiven them. Trust your sense of what feels in alignment with your highest values. Check in with your body to make sure you're feeling smooth and that there's nothing else left unsaid, unconfessed, or unresolved. Pause the recording again if you need to. Then, in your imagination, surround that person with golden light and allow their image to dissolve and disappear into it. You may wish to sit by yourself by the fire in your imagination. Perhaps your highest, wisest self will have something it wants to say or to give you. Check to see how your heart looks and feels now. Feel into the part of your body where you were holding your resentment when you started the process and sense what's loosened up, changed, or resolved. Just pause again and take a moment to notice how you're feeling. Then imagine yourself going forward with this forgiveness in your heart, completely free of all your resentment. See yourself in your life in the days and weeks ahead and feel into what has changed. What's new for you? What's become possible? How are you feeling about your past now? If this is an ongoing relationship, how are you seeing yourself being different? How do you feel towards this person and about your life without your resentment? You can pause the recording again if you need a little more time. Then give yourself time to come back to the present moment. Put your hand on your own heart, feel the warmth under your hand, and allow yourself to gently come back to awakened, grounded awareness. Take a couple of deep breaths, feel your feet on the floor, feel your spine, and feel your hands. Feel the forgiveness inside of you fully integrated and your heart light. You may want to make a few notes in a journal, especially if you had a clear vision of how things might be different for you in the future. Or just take time to be quiet and reflect on the amazing process you've just done. I deeply bow to you for having the courage and willingness to forgive and for taking the time to free your heart and help humanity come closer to a world at peace. I hope you choose to use this process as often as you need it. Bright blessings and a big virtual hug from me.